This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 13th, 2024. ARRL has filed comments with the FCC urging that the 902 to 928 megahertz amateur radio band be protected. ARRL joins hundreds of licensed radio amateurs who utilize the band in opposing a proposal from NextNav to completely reconfigure the band for high-powered 5G cellular and related location services. ARRL's comments were filed by our Washington, D.C. Council on behalf of ARRL members and radio amateurs. They point out several problems with NextNav's request, including that pushing amateur radio out of the heavily used spectrum is a risk to public service. The FCC docket remains open for reply comments from the public until September 20th of 2024. And as of September 6th, over 800 comments have been filed by amateurs and others who use this spectrum. You can read the full comments on ARRL.org. Ham radio operators volunteering with ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, has successfully completed operations for Hurricane Francine, now a tropical depression. We had a huge positive showing of ARES team members checking in and doing the thing. I sincerely appreciate everyone leaning into this activation, said Robert Hayes, KC5IMN, Section Emergency Coordinator of the ARRL Mississippi Section. The National Hurricane Center reported at 4 a.m. on Thursday morning, September 12, 2024, that Hurricane Francine had made landfall early Wednesday evening in Louisiana, southwest of New Orleans, as a Category 2 hurricane before weakening to a Category 1 hurricane. It has now been downgraded to a tropical depression. Currently, the storm is moving inland over southeastern Louisiana with heavy rainfall spreading across Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Early Thursday morning, the storm was 20 miles northwest of New Orleans with maximum winds of 50 miles per hour and moving northeast towards Mississippi at 14 miles per hour. At least 419,942 people were without power early Thursday morning. PowerOutage.us reported 392,440 people without power in Louisiana and 27,502 people in Mississippi without power. A turn towards the north, northeast, and north is expected a few days from now with some decrease in the forward speed. On the forecast track, the center of Francine is expected to move over central and northern portions of Mississippi through early Friday. The Hurricane WatchNet has secured operations but remains at the HWN Alert Level 2, that's the monitoring mode. During their 14-hour activation, Net Manager Bobby Graves said they collected and forwarded over 40 surface reports from southeastern Louisiana and the Mississippi Gulf Coast to the National Hurricane Center by way of WX4NHC. A copy of these reports is available upon request. Also, they had direct contact on many occasions with the Louisiana State EOC, WB5LHS, in Baton Rouge on 14.325 megahertz. The VOIP Hurricane Net has also secured formal net operations. They did that on Wednesday night, 11/24 at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A total of 58 reports were submitted to W4HNC. Some of them were used in the NHC advisories and tropical cyclone updates. A complete listing of reports is at the VOIP website. ARRL will continue to monitor the path of Francine and issue updates as warranted. September is National Preparedness Month. In coordination with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, is producing a series of weekly articles to help radio amateurs and their families stay safe. You can read our two previous articles at ARRL.org. For a ham or any other public safety responder, whether paid or volunteer, it is not uncommon to be called out to provide assistance during disasters. We often do not know when we will be called or exactly when that call and what that call will involve. We also do not know how long we may be deployed. In the last edition, we focused on our GO kit and the tools we should have to deploy as an amateur radio volunteer. But have we made sure our family is prepared for these times and whether we are deployed or will be staying home? As the theme of this month suggests, ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, says it comes down to being prepared. Make a plan with your family and ensure basic supplies are available, including water, food, and first aid capabilities. Do you have a generator, alternate power capabilities, or do your family members know how to use it? Have a communications plan, including backup communications with family members and friends, he said. Johnston said that to ensure your family knows where to go if they must evacuate for some reason, always remember your family and your health and safety should always come first. Remember that there may be a time when you are the victim. There may be a time when you must turn down a request for assistance because you must take care of your family first. Ask if you can be put in a slot later down the roster to allow time to get your family to safety or have everything settled to ensure your family is cared for before deployment, said Johnston. ARRL recognizes the tremendous work ham radio volunteers put into serving their communities. If your mind is not on the mission, you may be putting yourself and others at risk. Therefore, you should ensure your family's well-being before, during, and after a major event, Johnson continued. Learn more how to become an ARES volunteer on the ARRL website, and you can learn more about how to keep your family safe at ARRL.org. The ARRL September VHF contest will be held September 14th through the 16th from 1800 UTC on Saturday through 0259 UTC on Monday. All amateur frequencies above 50 MHz may be used. The second weekend of the ARRL 10 GHz and up contest will be held the weekend of September 21st to the 23rd from 0900 UTC Saturday through 0759 UTC Monday, and any amateur band from 10 GHz through the light might be used. The VHF Fall Sprints, a series of single-band mini-contests sponsored by the Mount Airy VHF Club, will be held Tuesday, September 7th for 222 MHz, on Wednesday, September 25th for 432 MHz, and on Saturday, October 5th, 902 MHz and above. And for more information, you can visit ARRL.org/September-VHF. Remember, U.S. amateurs of all licensed classes may participate in these events. And with the change in the seasons, condition may be ripe for enhanced propagation on the VHF and UHF bands. ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, said cool nights and warm days create some unexpected propagation, especially near waterways and coastal areas. Tropospheric ducting is a primary form of propagation in the late summer and early fall. We may also see a little sporadic E, meteor scatter, or even aurora if we are lucky, said Bork. With good conditions, stations hundreds of miles away can be worked on 6 meters and up. Keep your eye on VHF propagation tools for when you might be able to expect enhanced propagation in your area. And do you need an antenna for 6 meters? Well, then consider the ARRL Mamu Beam antenna. It features a 10-meter Moxon, 28 megahertz, and a 6-meter Yagi, 50 megahertz. You can learn more at www.arrl.org/beam. The Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association, BIARA, will activate NI-6BB in memory of Operation Chromite, the Battle of Incheon in the Korean War, on September 15, 2024, from 0800 to 1600 Pacific Daylight Time, 1500 to 2300 UTC. Modes and frequencies will be shown on the BIARA front page. Bands and modes activated will be dependent on propagation and BIARA associate participation. QSL per instructions found on the BIARA website as well. During the Korean War, 1,789,000 United States military personnel served in the Korean theater of operations, resulting in 137,250 casualties with 36,940 killed in action. There were 3,737 soldiers missing in action as well. The activation of NI-6BB will be to honor American veterans and their United Nations allies who served during the Korean War. The Reading Radio Club, RCC, in eastern Pennsylvania plans to make some history of its own with a special centennial event involving an iconic name recognized by railroad buffs around the world. The RCC will honor the 100th anniversary of the historic Reading Railroad with two special event stations on Saturday, September 21st, 2024. Club call signs W3BN and W3CCH will be on the air in two separate operations 25 miles apart. The day-long celebrations will see club members use W3CCH on HF stations set up inside two retired passenger railroad cars parked outside the Reading Railroad Heritage Museum in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. A separate group of club members and friends will use W3BN on two HF stations of longtime contester Steve Dobbs, NE3F, who's now a silent key, in Spring Township, Berks County, Pennsylvania. Dobbs was involved in the planning for the celebration using his station, an array of towers, beams, and wire antennas. He passed away August 30th, 2024, and it was his family's wishes that the event still proceed from N3F's QTH. Activity on all four HF radios will be on 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80 meters with frequent spots on the DX clusters. The Reading Railroad earned its place in history starting in the 1830s as a Philadelphia and Reading Railroad. Its network of tracks and trains was established to carry anthracite coal from the mines in northeastern Pennsylvania to the port in Philadelphia. More information about the celebrations can be found at either W3BN or W3CCH on QRZ.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The FunCube data warehouse shut down on August 31st after a move to a virtual machine. The warehouse came back online September 3rd and is processing packets as usual. Dave, G4DPZ, says, FunCube 1 is now 11 years old and is operating in low-power telemetry mode with the transponder in order to manage the battery capacity. AMSAT DL's Erminaz mission has been postponed until 2025. Rocket Factory Augsburg conducted a hot fire test of the first stage rockets. 9 engines were ignited, and an anomaly caused a loss of the first stage. Fortunately, as this was only a test of the engines, there were no satellites involved. Thanks to AMSAT DL for this information. JAXA, Japan's National Air and Space Agency, has officially ended the SLIM mission. It was supposed to last only one lunar day. However, after landing in the wrong orientation, losing an engine bell, it still managed to survive for 3 lunar days. SLIM completed all pre-mission criteria. Another feather in their cap is that SLIM was the first lunar lander to successfully perform a pinpoint landing. It was within 10 meters of its selected landing site. Thanks to Orbital Index for this information. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contest on September 11th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, that's CW. September 14th and 15th, the WAEDX contest, single sideband and phone there. September 14th, the Africa FT4DX contest, FT4. September 14th to the 16th, the ARRL VHF contest, CW phone and digital. September 15th, the North American Sprint, RIDI, that's digital as well. And on September 15th, the Bardic Sprint PSK 63 contest with PSK. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Convention, September 20th through the 22nd, it's the Duke City Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL New Mexico State Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. September 21st and 22nd, the Midwest Superfest, sponsoring the ARRL Illinois Section Convention, that's in Chillicothe, Illinois. September 28th, the Red River Radio Amateurs Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Dakota Division Convention, that's in West Fargo, North Dakota. And on October 5th, the Wichita Area Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Kansas State Convention, that's in Wichita, Kansas. And don't forget, you can search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Helena Amateur Radio Club in Helena, Arkansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater system. 73.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.